In the study of Wu et al., the authors concluded that overexpression of angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 can inhibit the activation of hepatic stellate cells and promote hepatic stellate cells apoptosis by regulating hepatic stellate cells autophagy through the adenosine monophosphate-activated protein kinase, the mainly target of rapamycin pathway, thereby elevating liver fibrosis and hepatic sinusoidal remodeling. Hepatic fibrosis is caused by persistence of the normal wound-healing response, leading to an abnormal continuation of fibrogenesis, the production and deposition of connective tissue. Liver fibrogenesis and cirrhosis are usually accompanied by severe complications such as portal hypertension, liver failure, and an increased risk of hepatocellular carcinoma. Hepatic stellate cells play an essential role in the pathogenesis and development of hepatic fibrosis. In healthy livers, hepatic stellate cells are located in the perisinusoidal space between liver sinusoidal endothelial cells and hepatocytes. However, in chronic liver diseases, hepatic stellate cells are stimulated by damaged hepatocytes and transformed into a myofibroblastic phenotype. Upon activation, hepatic stellate cells inhibit increased alpha smooth muscle actin expression and synthesize large amounts of extracellular symmetric proteins such as collagen 1 and 3 and fibronectin. Excess fibrils, extracellular matrix proteins are deposited in the space of these of hepatic sinusoids, ultimately resulting in liver fibrosis. Moreover, contractions of hepatic stellate cells increase the pressures on hepatic sinusoids. This can cause their stenosis, thereby causing an exacerbating portal hypertension. Liver fibrosis has high risk of morbidity and mortality throughout the world, and there is currently a lack of effective prevention and treatment methods. The findings of Wu et al. Indicate new declarations for improving hepatic sinusoidal remodeling and provide a new theoretical basis for the prevention and targeted treatment of liver fibrosis and portal hypertension. However, further research is needed to enable its clinical application. In addition to the pathway exploited by Wu et al., angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 can affect liver fibrosis through the renin angiotensin system. Wu et al. Induced overexpression of angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 in a mouse model of liver fibrosis by injection of a liver-specific recombinant adeno-associated virus, angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 factor. The serum levels of angiotensin 2 and angiotensin 127 were then measured. The level of angiotensin 2 decreased and the level of angiotensin 127 increased. As checker showed that angiotensin converting enzyme 2, a critical negative regulator of the renal angiotensin system, limits fibrosis through the degradation of angiotensin 2 and the formation of angiotensin 127. In chronic liver injury models, loss of angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 activity exacerbates liver fibrosis, while the administration of recombinant angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 shows therapeutic potential. Renin angiotensin system is a significant endocrine system that plays a crucial role in regulating vascular tension, maintaining blood pressure homeostasis, and water and electrolyte balance. In the classic renal angiotensin system pathway, gastric glomerular cells of renal afferent arterial secrete renal, which can cleave the liver-derived precursor peptide angiotensinogen to produce the dipeptide angiotensin 1. Angiotensinogen is produced in large quantities in liver cells and is the primary source of circulating angiotensinogen in healthy conditions. Therefore, decreasing the secretion of angiotensinogen might be an effective strategies for treating liver fibrosis. One of the renal angiotensin system axis involves an angiotensin-converting enzyme. Through angiotensin-converting enzyme action, a main effector peptide of the renal angiotensin system, angiotensin 1, is further hydrolyzed into or captured angiotensin 2. Kurikawa et al. Showed that hepatic stellate cells inhibit significantly enhanced proliferation and increased collagen synthesis. Following angiotensin 2, binding to its receptor, which plays a vital role in the aggravation of hepatic fibrosis. Angiotensin converting enzyme 2 knockout mice displays elevated serum and tissue levels of angiotensin 2. Angiotensin 2 type 1 receptor, which can be expressed in activity hepatic stellate cells, is the main effector mediating the efforts of angiotensin 2. Angiotensin 2 type 1 receptor antagonists, such as omecamtiv mecarbil, can improve liver fibrosis by suppressing hepatic stellate cells proliferation. Angiotensin 2 activates angiotensin 2 type 1 receptors, which cause RAS homologue gene family member A to activate RAS homologue kinase. This increased mesin light chain phosphorylation and relative contraction, which participates in the development of hepatic fibrosis and portal hypertension. Furthermore, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors can elevate the progression of hepatic fibrosis. Another axis of renal angiotensin system is the hydrolysis of angiotensin 2 to angiotensin 1 to 7, mediated by angiotensin-converting enzyme 2. Angiotensin 1 to 7 is an active peptide and a vasodilator, exerting its effects through binding to the G-protein's coupled receptor, MAS. MAS is the main acceptor of angiotensin 1 to 7, conveying vasodilation, anti-proliferation, anti-inflammation, and anti-fibrosis effects. In different models of human diseases, activation of the angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, angiotensin 1 to 7, MAS A6 inhibits inflammatory cells' functions and fibrogenesis. Furthermore, angiotensin 1 to 7 can result in endothelial nitric oxide synthesis activation and nitric oxide production in endothelial cells. The pathways described in the study of Wu et al. Are not entirely independent of the pathways associated with renal angiotensin system. When the balance between the classic renal angiotensin arm and the protective arm is broken, under the action of activated adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase, the expression of angiotensin-converting enzyme and an angiotensin type 1 receptor is suppressed, while the expression of angiotensin-converting enzyme 2 and MAS is increased. Following upregulation of angiotensin-converting enzyme 2, the metabolism of angiotensin 2 to angiotensin 1 to 7 is increased. Activation of adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase inhibits the classical renal angiotensin system pathway and elevates the protective arm, which keeps the renal angiotensin system in balance.